And the postseason drama continues for LA's NBA teams. The search is on for a new head coach for the Lakers after Mike D'Antoni resigned yesterday. Jenna Pittaway looks at what's next for the Lakers.
For the third time in 5 years, the Lakers are looking for a new head coach. Mike D'Antoni resigned after the team decided not to extend his contract past the third year. D'Antoni coached the worst season in Lakers history. Eric Pincus writes for the LA Times blog Lakers Now. He says there were other reasons for the split.
Fans in Los Angeles certainly didn't like him. He wasn't really the right fit for the roster, and it just didn't work out. Mostly not his fault in the sense that the players were hurt.
Today, Pincus posted a poll on the LA Times to see who fans want as the next Lakers coach. He says it's too early to call a front runner, and he thinks the most important factor is finding a long-term fit.
They need to get a coach that they really believe will be their coach for a long time. So they're just going to have to find the best talent out there, the best coach out there, and someone who's got the vision to see the big picture long term and maybe the connections to try to help lure some of those free agents.
Pincus does have a personal favorite for the job, head coach of the UConn Huskies, who just won the men's NCAA national championship.
I personally think that Kevin Ollie is the ideal coach, both in how he communicates with players, how he coaches on the floor as far as X's and O's. And he also has ties to Kevin Durant, who he played with in Oklahoma City.
Kobe Bryant's uncertain future makes top talent a priority for the Lakers. Pincus says the team is unlikely to name a new coach before the draft lottery later this month. Jenna Pittaway, Annenberg Radio News.